Hey yo, what's up? It's your boy Supermex from TVV, and I'm here to talk to you about America's number one daily fantasy sports app, Prize Picks. With over 5 million active members, Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Want to play Prize Picks alongside Drewski, Joe Budden, and even MMA champ Sugar Sean O'Malley? You can now find community plays under the promos tab of the app to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Pick community each week. Prize Picks puts their members first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. When my picks hit, I get my money in as little as 15 minutes. This week, I had big winnings. Derrick Henry for over 150 yards and Patrick Mahomes for 225. Quick, easy wins thanks to Prize Picks. And guess what? We're here to pass that along to you. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code TBV and then get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code TBV on PrizePicks to get $50 instantly when you just play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. PrizePicks. Run your game and see how you are in the world of daily fantasy sports in America. And don't forget to switch over to TBV. Make sure you follow us on YouTube at The Boxing Voice. Like and subscribe and help us. We'll help you get those picks right for all your boxing picks.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at ohiovoterguide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, askmepeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, 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 every day I'm hustling.
Canelo, are you ready?
¿Está preparado?
I was born ready.
Considered by many to be, pound for pound, the best fighter in the world today. Four division, five-time world champion.
Oh, look at this guy.
He is now boxing's first ever undisputed super middleweight champion of the world.
Damas y caballeros de Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico.
¡Viva México, cabrones!
You know my level. And you will see. Because I'm gonna fuck out everybody.
You know, I mean, I would love to fight Canelo. I would love to show the world that I'm the best.
I want
to
get Canelo out here to Houston.
So, Canelo, where your cojones at? Let's get it.
Payday, payday, you want payday. I know that. Man, you fight with nobody.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
Listos, pay los chingazos.
He smacked the shit out of Canelo in person.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Please. I'm going to knock out this guy.
Mira, en este momento puedo hacer lo que yo quiera, ¿no?
¡Saúl! Canelo Alvarez.
SDS Promotions.
That's funny. You think that's funny?
A little bit.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Today, we're going to be discussing the newly ordered fight by the IBF. Canelo has been ordered to face his mandatory challenger, William Scull. And this might put a monkey wrench in everything. As we all know, the IBF plays zero games when it comes down to the mandatories. They will strip you. And they have already stripped Canelo once upon a time when he was supposed to fight Sergey Derevyanchenko. So I'm sure Canelo's going to act fast and end up taking this fight just not to be stripped. Now, the negotiations begin with the number one rated contender, William Scull. He's 22-0, 9 KOs of Cuban descent, and he's held that rating within the IBF for 2 years. Scull is a Cuban but resides in Germany, turned pro in 2016 in Argentina, and has fought in Germany ever since. So definitely not on the level of a Canelo, doesn't have the experience of a Canelo. So we'll see. The Cuban was featured on the undercard of Canelo's last fight against Jaime Munguia, where he got a comfortable unanimous decision. Now, no one knows how he fights because they didn't even show us this fight. So we don't know what we're going to get here. But I will say this, you know, if anyone else would have beat Jaime, Berlanga, Plant, not necessarily David, because I can't say that, you know, that would have been the biggest name on David's career is Munguia, but most other 168 pounders, the name Munguia would have been the biggest name on their resume, biggest win. So I say all that to say, I don't think it's a bad tuna, right? He just fought the undefeated Jaime. Everybody's assuming David is next. You can't fight all tough fights. So maybe he handles this mandatory and David is next, but that's going to throw a monkey wrench in the timeline and push everything back. Now, maybe it's exactly what we needed, as Archer Beterbiev got injured and that also slowed things down. You know, Alashik was considering Benavidez facing the winner. Now that's held up. You know, Canelo has a mandatory, so maybe the Crawford fight that Alashik wants is also held up. I just don't see Berlanga or anyone jumping the IBF. They're known to strip. They play no games. They've stripped Canelo already when he was at 60. So I can see them doing it again, truth be told. But this is what we're talking about. Short show. If you don't want to call in, we're just reporting Canelo Alvarez has been ordered to face his mandatory challenger, William Scull, Cuban, out of the 168-pound division in the IBF rankings. Looks like we got Brooklyn. What's up?
Yo.
You.
All right. So, boom, like, Canelo. You know, he's always running into something, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though it's still an IBF mandatory, it's like, it's really not something we really want to see. Like, when this three-fight deal was announced, like, what, like, last year or something?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I would not expect the the fights that he would pick would be Charlo, Munguia, and then this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, who the fuck is this nigga? Like, who the fuck is William Skull? Do you know who the fuck that is?
No, but he doesn't have a three-fight deal. Remember, it was a one-fight with Jaime because they didn't give him the Charlo fight. That contract was null and void. They renegotiated. They came to an agreement with Jaime. It was a one fight, so we don't know where Canelo goes next.
So wait, you're telling me the three-fight deal was off before he fought Jaime?
Yeah, because next on the deal was supposed to have been Charlo. So unless they renegotiated...
Another fucking Charlo?
Yeah. That's your boy Al, man. He's seen the future. He thought it was going to sell.
Yo, bro, like I'm mad fucking speechless, bro. It's just not gonna happen, man. Like everybody wants the fucking fight. We don't give a fuck about none of these other fighters that this nigga is fighting. Like, god damn, my nigga. I got nothing else to say, man. That's it.
Well, I mean, we don't know what's gonna happen. He could still drop the belt, not to make the mandatory. Still fight Crawford instead of this, drop the belt. There's so many things that could happen. This is just an order from the sanctioning body. You know, they got a mandate. They want their 3%. You know, they have a fighter and the number one position. You know, if you don't do this, that fighter could, you know, do a lawsuit, right? Phone lines are open, Discord available, landline available. We got General Camino. What up?
Yo, Ness, what's good?
What up?
Cooling. Yeah. I can't be mad at the situation. I mean, we want boxing to move. You feel me? We need guys to get the opportunity, so I'm not mad at this. You got a point, too. You know, every fight can't be a tough fight, you know? It looks cool on paper, and it's nice for the fans, but, you know, these guys, they need breaks. They need opportunities to work on what they've been working on in the gym. Sometimes you don't get that opportunity when you get in the ring with somebody that's at a really, really high level. So, you know, these lower level fights are good. And then, to be quite honest, depending on where some of these guys are in their careers, like, these lower level fights don't have to be on pay-per-view. I mean, I would assume this shit is probably going to be on pay-per-view because it's Canelo, but, I mean, it shouldn't be. And it doesn't have to be on pay-per-view. So that would be a good thing if it's not a pay-per-view. If it's just like something we get on our DAZN prescription, that'd be pretty dope. But, yeah, man, I can't be mad at it, bro. There's a lot of boxers in the world, bro. A lot of people that put their heart into the sport, their time, their energy, everything. And, you know, they need their opportunity. Because what you said, that dude has held the same position in the IBF for, what, 2 years?
Correct.
Yeah, so he's been waiting on a shot for 2 years, bro. I mean, obviously he fighting in between that, but I mean, if you've earned your spot, I mean, it's about time you get your opportunity. Now, do I think he's going to go in there and beat Canelo? No, but he has the chance to. So, you know, as boxing fans, we just kind of got to get back to regular scheduled business because this is what the sport is really about, you know? Hard workers, underdog story. So that shit is pretty dope. I'm really not mad at it. I'm glad the IBF is that sanctioning body that kind of sticks to its guns. Like, we gonna get our titles moving. Like, yeah, you could be undisputed, you could defend, but like at some point, you know, you're gonna have to fight these mandatories, these people we got lined up. We got rankings for a reason. So I'm cool with it, bro. I really can't complain. I didn't really hear your opinion on it. What'd you think about the matter?
Nah, I was with you where, you know, you can't fight all tough people. So, you know, this mandatory makes sense to slide it in, but it's going to push everything back.
Yeah, true. But do you, I mean, yeah, I know you're a fan of the sport and you want your matchups, but I mean, like, we kind of, do you feel like, you know, you kind of got to be more of a purist as far as, like, being okay with these lower level fights? Because, like, as far as like dudes getting their opportunities, because, you know, you're saying,
yeah, I mean, he deserves it, right? He's been there for 2 years.
Word. All right, I hear you. Pretty good show. I'm about to pretty much stick around, see what everybody else got to say. But outside of that, everybody have a good night. Shout out TBV.
If you're looking to call in and voice your opinion, now is the time. Landline is open. 563-999-3427 is the number to call. We going out to the Super Chat. We got the first Super Chat of the day from Dante Rios, $2. Yo, Ness, I dropped my review on iTunes. You are the man, champ. Looks like there's no more callers. That's Ness GTO, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll be right back at it tomorrow morning, 7 p.m. No. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern. Listen, we're going to be interviewing some fighters. Troy Isley will be on the show. Andre Cortez will be on the show. Abraham Supernova will be on the show. Javier Martinez, Alan Garcia, Coach G. These people are going to be on the show. You better get your questions in where they fit in before it's too late. We got JXV88, $2. Drop it and let David Benavidez get it so he can do 30-plus pounds, laughing my ass off. Looks like that's it. Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Peace.